Hey, it's Greg Browning. This is the Morning Show podcast on 104.5 WJJK for Tuesday, January 9th, 2018. Well, President Trump on the field at that big college football championship game last night, Georgia-Alabama. Of course, Alabama winning in overtime, but some people are criticizing the president. Did he not know all the words to the Star Spangled Banner? Let's put politics aside for just a moment, all right? It does not matter. Republican, Democrat, does not matter. Because I got to tell you something. I cannot sing our national anthem all the way through without forgetting some of it. Or you get to a certain part and you know what I mean? So I don't know why the president is under such fire. Matter of fact, if you've ever gone to a Colts game there at Lucas Oil Stadium, even on the big screens, the big crawl screens, they will put the lyrics to the national anthem up so the people can sing along. So those of you that want to come down on, again, any president, doesn't even have to be President Trump, easier said than done to sing our national anthem, which when you think about it, it's kind of sad. As Americans, we should know that one by heart. Pretty cool technology. Kroger is now introducing a new opportunity. It's called Scan Bag Go. And this will basically allow customers to scan the barcodes of items that they want to buy. They'll have a little handheld scanner. And I'm thinking that it's eventually just going to be on your smartphone, like an app. So you're wandering through the store, you just scan the items. Then when you get up to the checkout, you're going to be able to pay just instantly. And they say it may even be able to skip that last step with some technology that would allow you to already have payment, like a credit card on file via the app. So when you get all your stuff, you put it in bags and you leave without having to stand in the dreaded checkout lane. Loving that. Kroger, they are testing this right now in some 400 of their stores. And finally, earlier this morning, for once, I was not in the hot seat. Joni and I were talking about a survey that was done on baby name regret. One of the toughest things that my wife and I went through was coming up with a name for our son, Reed. You would think that would be such a fun time. And it was. It was. But it was next to impossible because you come up with certain names. No, I don't like that because of blah, blah, blah. And we went back and forth and back and forth. Well, according to this survey, matter of fact, 1/5 of parents in this survey, they said they wish they would have used a different name. And 32% of those feelings came about within the first 6 months of the child being born. So Joni, she jumps in towards the end of the story with this.
My question, though, is what parent in their right mind would ever say Horace? Like, to me, that's just... that's just a horrible name, now Horace.
I am so surprised you went out on a limb. That's something dumb I would do. You watch. We're going to get a Horace that's going to call in right
Horace,
now. Or somebody's going to call in and say, hey, that's my mom's name. So for once, I'm not in the hot seat.
But you know what I mean? It's like they say, call the name.
Send your complained letters to Joni Michaels, care of WJJK Radio.
I'm talking about from the book, Horace.
Nope, too late. You're out there, and I'm loving it.
Traffic is sponsored by...
It was a beautiful day just to watch her flounder on that one. Like I said, normally I am the goat of the show. Thanks for checking out today's podcast. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock on 104.5 WJJK.